party details. Head for Higher Ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Wyler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. I love my Engineer Sleep bed. I saw, did I see Jay or Davis? I'm embarrassed. I get them confused. Saw them this weekend. Things are going great for them. I asked them, and everybody's going awesome. He's going to send me some more stuff now. They've got these great things that are going on. How about this? Are you a Packers fan at all? You respect the Packers?
The Packers?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I respect the stadium and the fans.
The Packers having training camp right now?
Oh, where they ride the bikes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They did they got 65 players, something like 80 players, something like that?
Yep.
They did all the Packers' bets for them for training camp.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah. Can't beat that. They know who to call. The Real Housewives, I watch that stuff. They know who to call. It's our great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Go by and see them. We're lucky to have them right here off of Congaree Road. Good folks. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. It wasn't a huge weekend. You had NASCAR Martin Truex Jr. won at Watkinsville. You had Hideki Matsuyama shot 61 at the World Golf Championship. This week, it's the PGA Championship going on up in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. We had Darren Dalton pass away of brain cancer at the age of 55. Had the Hall of Fame. Did you watch the Hall of Fame stuff, NFL Hall of Fame?
No, I did not. I saw a little bit of a couple of clips here and there on Twitter from the speeches. I was interested to see what you had to say about Jason Taylor and his notable speech.
You know what? He was honest. Played 1 year with the Redskins, said he didn't play very well. He told Daniel Snyder, sorry, I stole money from you.
Yeah.
Not literally stole money, but I didn't play very well for you. Sorry about that. What is it about Redskins? They take more money, they don't do very well. Daniel Snyder's buying teams, it never really works out that way. But the big news over the weekend, Clemson football, Amari Rodgers, T. Higgins at wide receiver, I think Kelly Bryant at quarterback, and then Ray McCloud taking snaps over on the defensive secondary because he got a cast on his hands. We talked a lot about it. Mississippi Ben on text in, do you think that Ray McCloud projects as a pro wide receiver? I've always wondered, actually, if he might be an awesome career as a corner at the professional level. With his size and speed and ball skills, he could be a pick machine. You know, maybe. Ray McCloud might be better off suited on that side of the football. But it's just a little bit of a test right now to see. Your thoughts on it coming up. Let me get my top 10 Clemson linebackers of all time. You ready for this?
I'm excited about this.
I really need music for this. We don't have a good music bed for it.
You want some music for it? I would love to.
Do you have a long music bed over there for it?
I have Sinatra. I got Sinatra.
Fly right me to the moon.
Yeah, that's only 228. Can you get it done 228?
You can just hit loop. It's a lot low in the background.
Oh, well, she's ready for it.
I like this. Old Blue Eyes, chairman of the board. My list, by the way, goes back to 1974. It'll be on TigerNet a little bit later on. This is not a controversial list. I did a very thorough search on this thing. You ready?
Yes, yeah, do it.
I considered but did not put in great linebackers for the last 40 years. Anthony Waters, Wayne Simmons, Jesse Rembert was the first team All-American. But I only played 2 years because of JUCO. Jonathan Brooks, Andy Hedden was a monster beast. Edgar Pickett, Henry Walls, Keith Williams, Terrence Mack, Jesse Hatcher, Doug Brewster, John Johnson, one of the greatest recruiting battles in Clemson history. Ashley Shepard, who looked like a Greek god. Tim Jones, Wardell Rouse, Raheem Abdullah, Chad Carson, Spencer Shuey, B.J. Goodson, Cavell Connor. They did not make it. You ready? At number 10. The best linebackers, Tech said, most accomplished, favorite, or most talented. These are just the best. How about that? Best linebackers. You don't like him, I love him. Ben Bowyer, number 10. Here's what I'm telling you. He was an All-American last season, helped lead the Tigers to the national championship. What happened to my music? Okay. Oh, no. Come on. Come on. Disrespectful. Man. Come on, man. disrespectful. Ben Bulwer, very popular guy, obviously. Here's what you don't realize about him. Here's why he makes the list. He's one of the most accomplished linebackers in Clemson history. You know.
So what is the list, the title of this list?
Clemson's top linebackers.
Top linebackers. So top means best.
Yep. He's one of only three. You wouldn't put him in there, I know, because you hate him.
I don't hate him.
He's one of only three ACC Defensive Player of the Years Clemson's ever had at linebacker. All three guys are on the list. All right? He's one of only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know, only 8 Clemson linebackers in the last 40 years have made All-American team. He's one of those. He had 138 tackles as a junior, 131 as a senior, helped lead him to All-American. Only 8 guys made All-American. He's one of those. That deserves to be top 10, right?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Number 9, Stephon Anthony. Quite frankly, Stephon Anthony doesn't have the numbers or any of the accolades that Ben Bulwer has. I think he was a better linebacker, though. Led the Tigers in tackles as a junior, senior. 131 as a junior, 90 as a senior. Led the nation to the top defense in the country 2014. Had that game-saving interception in the Orange Bowl against the Ohio State. But Stephon Anthony, 2-time All-ACC guy, but never an All-American team. Number 8, Randy Scott. Randy Scott, 8th in Clemson football history in total career tackles. 382. 76, 77, 78. He teamed with Bubba Brown, one of the all-time greats. Randy Scott, 2-time All-ACC linebacker. Number 7, Bubba Brown. No one started more games at linebacker than Bubba Brown. 42 career starts. No one had more tackles in a Clemson career. Bubba Brown had 515 tackles, the most of any Clemson player ever. He set the record for tackles in a season with 170. Now, Jeff Davis, then Anthony Simmons, then Keith Adams broke that. But Bubba Brown, one of those just few rare guys, 2-time All-ACC guy. Now it starts getting into some pretty elite categories, too. Leroy Hill, one of those 3 Defensive Player of the Years in the ACC, 2004 ACC Player of the Year, All-American that same season. He had 27 tackles for a loss, which is second most in any season. 2003, he had that second most ever. Number 5, Ed McDaniel. Ed McDaniel had the rare feat of having over 100 tackles or more in 3 of his 4 seasons. First team All-American in 1991. Ed McDaniel and Jeff Davis have the Clemson record for calls fumbles with 10. He is 6th in Clemson history in total tackles with 389. Number 4, very popular linebacker, LaVon Kirkland. He is a rare 2-time All-American. There's only 3 linebackers at Clemson that made All-American twice. LaVon Kirkland did that. Number 3, and it's pretty clear who the top 3 are. Number 3, Keith Adams. Until you start doing the research on it and looking at the numbers on it, you forget how great he was. Keith Adams, first team All-American in 1999, consensus first team All-American in 2000. So he's one of only 2 Clemson linebackers to be named first team All-American twice. He was the 1999 ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Zach, as a sophomore, had 186 tackles, single-season record at Clemson. Set the record for tackles in a game. He had 27 tackles against South Carolina in 1999. Set the Clemson record with 16 sacks in a single season. And 54 tackles for loss, 3rd in Clemson history. There's only been 2 guys to beat first-team All-American twice. Keith Adams is one. Number 2, Jeff Davis. Jeff Davis led the Tigers to national championship in 1981. First team All-American that year. He was the ACC Player of the Year. Not offensive, not deep. The ACC Player of the Year that year. 175 tackles. 3rd in Clemson career tackles with 469. He's a member of the ACC 50-year selection team. Him and Ed McDaniel, again, set the record for most calls fumbles. And finally, number 1, Anthony Simmons. Best defensive player I've ever seen at Clemson. Only played 3 years. Zach, he is Clemson's only 3-time All-American at linebacker. All 3 years he played here, he was an All-American. He was a... And one of them, too, to make first-team All-American twice. 95, third-team All-American, it's a true freshman. First-team All-American in 96, consensus first-team All-American in 97. 1995, National Rookie of the Year. ACC 50-year selection team. He had at least 150 tackles in all three seasons he played at Clemson.
Wow.
He recorded 150 as a freshman, 178 as a junior, 158 as a senior. He had 486 tackles in 3 years, second most in school history, Bubba Brown's 515. He only played 3 years. A three-time, every single season he was here, an All-American. And one of only two-time first-team All-American guys. So, Boulware 10, Stephon Anthony 9, Randy Mudbone Scott 8, Bubba Brown 7, Leroy Hill 6, Ed McDaniel 5, Levon Kirkland 4, Keith Adams 3, Jeff Davis 2, Anthony Simmons 1. Comments? Reaction? Did you just stop it over there? Stop it. Disrespectful.
Okay, we're done.
It's just disrespectful.
That was the best list you've ever done.
Thank you.
The list itself was great. The background music was maybe the best I've ever put on for you. It was just good times
all around.
It's
a South Carolina thing for Clemson football. It's disrespectful. Oh, man. And the whole time you were dancing, you didn't take any consideration what I said.
I heard you. I heard everything. It was great.
Disagree? Agree.
I
hate Boulware, but
I don't hate Boulware. I don't know why people say that. I just thought he couldn't cover anybody at the college level, which is crazy because
he had two of the biggest interceptions in Clemson history.
Hey, every blind dog finds a bone. That's great.
Mm.
I thought that was a good pick. He needs to be on the list.
He's one of three guys that was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year and one of only eight All-Americans.
Stephon Anthony, I thought maybe could have been a little bit higher on that list.
You know what? Here's why he wasn't higher on the list. He never made an All-American team. Was never selected All-American in his career.
I thought he was a better overall linebacker than a couple of the guys on that list.
Like who?
Oh, hey, Bowler for one. He was higher than Bowler.
Right, I had him higher.
And then, you know, it's harder for me to kind of critique this list in the sense that some of these guys are significantly before my time.
Yeah.
You're going 74 on. And I've been watching that I can remember, you know, 2000 on.
Bubba Brown and Randy Scott were bad men. Like, they're just bad, bad, bad men.
Yep.
Ed McDaniel broke helmets all the time.
Broke helmets?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's broke helmets. Levon Kirkland was the perfect pass rushing guy. To me, those are the guys, like, those are subjective. You can't, there's no more accomplishments than what Anthony Simmons, Jeff Davis, and Keith Adams. That's clear. Those are the top three.
How many tackles a year did he have? Number one?
Who was Anthony Simmons?
Yeah.
158 is a freshman. I'm sorry, 150 is a freshman, 178 is a junior, 158 is a senior.
That blows my mind.
He had 486 in his career.
Was it her sophomore year?
No. 178 is sophomore. Yeah. Sophomore. 150 is a freshman, 178 is a sophomore, and 158 is a junior. He didn't play a senior year.
Okay.
Went pro. Got to back those up on our blog here. Every one of those guys made an all ACC team. Anthony Simmons Levon Kirkland made three-time all ACC. Anthony Simmons, three-time all ACC. Those are the only three-time all ACC guys that you had.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the first list. Maybe the quarterback. The quarterbacks was Deshaun, but first list other than that you haven't had a current player on this list.
Well, no quarterbacks you said, running backs we didn't.
Okay, running backs was the other one. You're correct. Well, Wayne Gallman had just left as well. Wasn't he on the
right,
list?
Right, but Boulware just left.
Yeah.
Watson just left.
I'm just saying.
There's not a current wide receiver on the list.
You had T. Higgins.
We did not have T. Higgins. and we did not have any tight ends on the list.
You had Jordan Leggett that just left.
right? Just left.
Yeah.
And this list, Ben Bowler just left. These are some of the best players in Clemson history.
No, I hear you.
We had Mitch Hyatt.
Mitch.
We had Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence.
So there's only three players.
Goodness gracious.
So far, let me see, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I mean, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, linebacker. That's of the 55 players we've had so far, right? Three current guys.
Yep.
Question on here, the best pro of that group. LeVon Kirkton was a two-time pro bowler. Ed McDaniel's a pro bowler one time. Johnny Rembert's a pro bowler twice. Look, Rembert was a first-team All-American and could have made the list, but he was only here 2 years. He was a JUCO guy. There's only three guys who made at least two All-American teams. That's Kirkland, Keith Adams, and Simmons. Simmons made three. The only guys who made All-ACC twice, Jonathan Brooks didn't make the list. He was two-time All-ACC. Randy Scout's two-time All-ACC. Bubba Brown, two-time All-ACC. Doug Brewster didn't make the list. He was two-time All-ACC, as was John Johnson. LeVon was three-time All-ACC. Ed McDaniel, two-time All-ACC. Tim Jones made All-ACC twice. He didn't make the list. Simmons, three-time All-ACC. Chad Carson made All-ACC twice. He didn't make the list. Leroy Hill, All-ACC twice. He made the list. And the main reason that Leroy Hill made the list was he was the ACC Defensive Player of the Year and an All-American. So that's a decorated career. You do agree with that, right? Leroy Hill, not as good as Keith Adams, but ACC Defensive Player of the Year, two-time All-ACC guy, and All-American. That puts you in the list.
Every time.
You know, and people say Wayne Simmons. Well, Wayne Simmons, I think I'm right by saying this, Wayne Simmons never made All-ACC and was obviously not an All-American. Great pro and one of my favorite players ever, but didn't make it is about talent, but it's about teams and accolades and all that. It's a combination of all of those things on there. So anyway, good stuff.
Was this a difficult list for you to come up with or compared to other ones that you come out
no,
with?
No,
so
because see, it's a glory position. And like, I loved watching Wayne Simmons play. Andy Hedden was a beast at that bandit position out there. Watching him doing the skull and crossbones. Anthony Waters is one of my favorite players. Anthony Waters is as good a leader as Clemson ever had. Tell you a quick Anthony Waters story.
Sure.
Walk-on offensive lineman. Scout team guy. Takes his knees out one practice. And he says, look, dude, don't do it again. Next play, guy takes his knees out. He goes, all right, I got you. In the locker room after practice. Like beat him to an inch of his life. like this beat him.
Jeez.
Sent a message.
But he assaulted him.
But no.
Beat him with an inch of his life.
Told
assaulting
the guy.
Him.
I told the guy, look, dude, don't do it again. And the guy did it again.
I hate practice hardos like that.
Oh, man.
You can't do that.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Anthony's one of the hardest things I've ever seen is Anthony Waters tear that knee. But he went on, won a Super Bowl ring with the Saints in 2009. And so did great things there. Wayne Simmons won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Andy Hedden won one with your Giants. Andy Hedden was a great New York Giant back before your time, too. So the difficulty was not including – I mean, John Johnson was a big – these guys had these kind of bodies, man. Look at Ashley Shepard. And not put him on the list. One of the most physically intimidating guys you've ever seen. But it's pretty clear accolades. All-Americans, ACC Players of the Year, ACC Defensive Players of the Year, multi-time All-ACC guys. That's who makes the list. And there's not a whole lot of those guys. You know, here's guys who made every single of the All-Americans except for Rembert made the list. Rembert was only here 2 years. And the guys who were All-ACC at least twice that didn't make it. Chad Carson didn't make it. Tim Jones didn't make the list. Brewster, John Johnson, and Jonathan Brooks. Those are the five guys who were two-time All-ACC guys that didn't make the top list. But everyone on the list made an All-ACC team in there. So you see what I'm saying. Next week's our final one. We won't do kickers and punters. We'll just do secondary next week. And you'll look. Next week's hard because there are so many guys to keep off. Just the hard part's eliminating guys. You know what I'm saying? The hard part's not ranking the guys. It's clear. I mean, Nathan Simmons is the best. But the hard part's keeping the guys off there. So, anyway. All right, let me tell you about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. In thinking about Trail, one of the great things is, like, there's certain businesses that, like, once you, there's a limited amount of time that you've got to get in touch with them. The great thing about Trail is they can come in at any point in time with your project. It doesn't matter. Any point in time. So if when you have a thought and say, hey, do you think about building something? Think about building a new church here. Think about building a restaurant. Call them in right then, and that's when it really can help you. But if it gets to the point in time where you've hired your architect, they've designed a thing, you've hired your contractor, and they're building the thing, and then you go, man, this is awful. We're firing everybody. They can come in and save that project. I've seen them do it before. I've seen people just get saved. I love the local church here that I've been to many times. Said, man, we were $1 million over budget. They came in and got us back on budget. How about that? So Trail can help you. That's the good part about them. Any point in time, once you get dissatisfied, they can come in and save the project. However, to really take advantage of them, do it the first time. So great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. They don't build single family homes. They build everything else in the world. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. 800-319-7006. I have a bunch of texts. We have top of the hour tweets. We'll get some tots in here. Got a bunch of texts to get to. It's Reaction Monday. What you think? What you think of the linebacker list? What you think of a Clemson football practice? Any other things going on in the sports world? We'll do it when you return for more right after this.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is redefining your experience as a patient needing total or partial joint replacement. In fact, we can save you nearly 75% versus what you could pay for the same inpatient procedure.
I'm Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. Our patients are directing their own health care and are going home the same day of their procedure.
Make a change to your life. Contact the Surgery Center at Pelham online at newkneereplacement.com.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I don't know what Chris Stapleton looks like. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But when you do that lip sync thing you do over there,
yeah,
it looks like you're really singing it.
I am. The mic's off, and I really belted out over here.
That's nice. I like how you do it. You got the karaoke version now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I'm looking at a picture of him now.
I do not look like Chris Stapleton, no.
You do?
No, I don't.
I thought it was Chris Stapleton. No. You know what, man? I like the way that guy looks. I'm a Jamie Johnson fan. I told you that. I only know of the current artists out there, only two I like. That's the only song I ever heard by this cat, but I kind of like the way he looks.
He's got a huge old beard.
Good, man.
Long hair.
Good.
I haven't either.
Here's what I'm telling you. That's real country music right there. I like that. You know what else is coming down right now? Real rain.
I'm so excited about the rain.
Sean's still raining outside to quit. Quit, doggone it.
Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate it, Sean. Just ruining everything for us, Sean. It actually rained, man. So my grass needed it for sure.
It's supposed to rain for like, the weather has it forecast for the next 15 days.
Good,
right now,
good. We need it, man. We need it. I need it. Let me tell you about HTI Jobs, htijobs.com. Human technologies from job hunting to recruiting to outplacement to consulting to HR and so much more. HTI Employment Solutions can help you find the most powerful workforce available if you're on that side of the equation. If you're looking for a job, there are job fairs everywhere, all day, every day, job fairs. There's a job fair later this week in Easley on August the 9th, on Wednesday. Just job fairs all the time. So on both sides of the employment equation, look for them here in South Carolina, in Georgia, North Carolina, also in Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Indiana. But here locally, htijobs.com. 467-0330, 467-0330, our great friends at HTI Jobs. Clemson, we like to think we're linebacker U. And there's a time there with John Johnson and LaVon Kirkland and Wayne Simmons and Ashley Shepard and Doug Brewster and Ed McDaniel. There were times there where we were. But really, in looking at the All-American teams, a little surprised you don't have more. Like I said before, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 8 guys who've ever made an All-American team at linebacker here at Clemson. Whereas, let me give you the other positions. There's a ton more offensive linemen. In that time period, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 guys in my lifetime have made All-American teams on the offensive line of Clemson. You would think that'd be the case that almost twice as many offensive linemen would make an All-American team. More wide receivers. 11 wide receivers have made an All-American team. Quarterback's hard because there's only one quarterback out there. And only 4 Tigers have made All-American teams at quarterback. But we're thinking quarterback U now. You know, only 3 running backs have made All-Americans. Joel Wells, Terrence Flagler, C.J. Spiller. That's crazy, huh? Defensive linemen everywhere.
Everywhere.
4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. It's about 17 defensive linemen have made it. So you'd think that, like, you'd have more linebackers than defensive linemen. Not the case. More guys in the secondary have made it than at linebacker. Maybe we overrate our linebacker position. The problem is we just got some great ones, man. And, you know, here's another thing, too. Like, the Tigers have had defensive lineman wins Hendricks Award and Nagurski Awards and Bednarik Awards and things like this. Not Bednarik, but the Hendricks Award and Nagurski Award. They won the Mackey Award. They've been finalists in the Biletnikoff Award. We've never had a finalist in the Butkus Award. We've had semifinalists, never had a finalist. But boy, we've had some great ones though. And had just a lot of fun. Texas said Ronald Williams is a freshman All-American. I'm talking about first, second, third team All-American. Not recognized All-American, not freshman All-American. 654 Roar. On our Northern Communication phone lines there. Text lines 986-1566. John in Aiken. I love people to listen on the apps, by the way. Keep telling me where you're listening from because I love hearing this. John in Aiken says, Wayne Simmons was never an All-American because he was on the same teams as LaVon Kirkland, Ed McDaniel, John Johnson. Clearly should be on the list. Well, no, not clearly. Because Wayne Simmons, I think I'm right by saying this, Wayne Simmons never made an All-ACC team. So you can say clearly on the list, but Wayne Simmons is one of my favorite players ever at Clemson. I knew his mom well. I worked with his mom down in Harbortown after he got out. The tragic ending of his life, that was awful. That said, you got to make an All-ACC team, an All-American team to be in the top 10, right? Especially when you got two-time guys that made two-time All-ACC that didn't make the list.
I think that's a fair assumption, a fair criteria.
All right.
Why do people have that look as though why he should be on that list, though? Is that just an emotional connection? Is that what it is?
Wayne Simmons made a bunch of big plays. The 73-yard interception return against Florida State in 89.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sack guy, big play guy. But I'll tell you this, he's not in the top 10 in Clemson as far as tackles, as far as sacks, as far as tackles for loss. He was a great player here. He was never had the one big single season to get any of those accolades. I love Wayne Simmons. With that said, you know, productivity means a little bit of something. You got to be naming some teams in there too. Hank and Easley said, love Leroy Hill. Kirkland definitely one of my favorites. Anthony Simmons had the it factor, size, speed, and brains. Anthony Simmons is the best defensive player to ever play at Clemson. Terry Kennard would be up there as well. But Simmons is the best defensive football player at Clemson. I'll tell you a quick story about Simmons. Tommy West told me that the first day he stepped on campus, he was the best football player on the team. Now, they didn't have what they have now, obviously. But the very first day he stepped on campus, he's the best player on the team. How many players can say that on how many teams in the history of the sport? At any school, that a true freshman is your best football player. Diving over piles at NC State. Man, that guy could just flat out just play. In my recollection, we did a show one time with Keith Adams years ago when he was honored as a South Carolina Player of the Year. Man, it's crazy to think about. That was in 99. They did a show with Keith Adams. And, like, he comes up, like, my shoulders. Like, this 5'9" guy. Like,
wow.
But freaking football player, man.
There's a difference between a football player and a freaking football player. Seriously, there is. The guys that don't look like you know, they're going to be some kind of something to handle, 5'9", nothing guys, and then they hit you. It's like, God, that guy's a freaking football player.
186 tackles as a sophomore.
That's unbelievable to me. I feel like you're making that number up.
Two-time first-team All-American. Here's what I'll tell you about Keith Adams. Here's a great story for you. The Clemson record for the most tackles in one game is 27 he had against South Carolina in 1999. Reggie Heron, the linebacker coach at the time, said, we went back, we graded the film. He had 30 tackles. He goes, I took away three because I can't have a guy have 30 tackles. He legitimately made 30 tackles in the only game. But he goes, that looks crazy, stupid. I can't have that. I took away three tackles. Like three of his assists that he would normally get credit for during the season. And took them away. Why'd you do that? I can't have a guy making 30 tackles in one game. It's just impossible. He did it, but it was impossible. So they took three tackles away from him.
How does it even happen?
Just because no one can make 30 tackles in a game.
There's guys that can't do it in a season.
Yeah. 30 tackles.
How does your body stand up to that?
At 5'9". You know, seriously. 180.
He was 6'4 when the game started.
Yeah, yeah. 184 tackles. Let me put that in perspective for you. Last year, let me get last year's stats in here just to make sure I'm not saying this. And now you got different coaches that are grading different ways now too. So let's be clear about that. But on last year's teams, the leading tackler, Ben Bowler, had 131. Kendall Joseph had 124. Van Smith had 114 tackles last year. This guy had 56 more tackles than Ben Bowler had last year. Just making plays, man. Just making plays like crazy. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Did we have any tots? I didn't check my tots. You can check the tots for us. Texas said Ben Bowler's a freaking football player.
He was. He was a freaking football player.
Yep. Yep.
Nothing physically daunting about him. He was in good shape, but he was a freaking football player.
Drew and Rock Hill says, appreciate y'all putting names in cities. David Dunham should be on there based upon two plays alone. Meaning crushing Corey Boyd on a kickoff against South Carolina, popping it the opening kickoff and getting the fumble, and then just destroying Matty Ice. Didn't think Matty Ice was coming back in the game, but just took his head off in that one. Texas won't know how many games that Adams played that year. That was just a normal 12-game deal. Yeah, and compared to 15 for last year. Or 13, I guess. 13, he might have played in 13 games compared to 15. Bigger deal, man. Much bigger deal. That's crazy. So, all in all, man, just a great group of linebackers. A lot of fun keeping up with those guys. We'll tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. They are rocking and rolling down there right now, man. There's no better time of year to go than the fall. And a lot of you out there are trying to make your fall golf trips, your fall golf plans. I want to tell you about Palmetto Dunes and the best time of year where these golf courses are in awesome shape and getting your men's group down there. Hey, guys, look, there's 100 different sports bars to watch all your college football games, all your NFL games down there too. So don't think that you're going to be just locked out. So when the Gamecocks are a road game, Clemson's at a road game, Georgia's at a road game, you got an open date, Palmetto Dunes will be a perfect weekend for you. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Sponsoring our Palmetto Golf Report. We came up with the best golfers in South Carolina and the golf news in South Carolina. I got a busy report for you today. Hideki Matsuyama shot 61 yesterday to win at the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational up at Firestone in Akron, Ohio. Five local guys. Dustin Johnson finished 3 under par, tied for 17th. Kevin Kisner, 1 under, tied for 28th. Bill Haas, 1 over, tied for 36th. Kyle Stanley, 3 over, tied for 41st. Wesley Bryan, 4 over, tied for 44th. At the Barracuda over a Barracuda Championship out in Reno, they did the modified Stableford system in which the Chris Stroud won. Richie Rowinski went to a playoff. Guy's now living in Charleston. He finished tied for 2nd. Among the other local players here, Sam Saunders, 8th. Ben Martin, 14th. DJ Trahan finished 69th. Brennan Young, Jonathan Bird, Tommy Ganey missed the cut. Also, Greg Jones, former Clemson golfer, wins the South Carolina State Am at his home course in Florence. Doc Redman, current Clemson golfer, finishes runner-up at the Western Am. And Austin Ernst, local golfer here on the LPGA Tour, makes the Solheim Cup team. What a big, huge weekend for Palmetto Golf and Palmetto Golf Report. Brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. This is an award-winning resort. You know, there's a bunch of great resorts out there. It's hard to win awards. It's hard to win as many awards as Palmetto Dunes has won. To find out why, the convenience of it, so close to us and so easy once you get down there. Park your car. Don't worry about driving. You're in your car now. You're in a big traffic delay right now. You don't want to do it on vacation. Go to Palmetto Dunes. PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We're up against a break. We'll come back. We'll get your tweets, your texts, your phone calls, reaction Monday. What you think? 654-ROAR on our phone calls. Text line 986-1566. Twitter at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you right after this.
The excitement is building for the 2017 football season, and we're ready to hit the field with our annual Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th at Twin Peaks. The show will be broadcast live from 5 until 8 with every host, breaking down the analysis for the upcoming season for every conference, national championship picture, Heisman, and more. Everything you need to know. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Urban Nirvana, Engineered Sleep, and Tent Solutions. The Blue Ridge Security Priority One College Football Kickoff Show, August 17th.
Every cup of Bojangles iced tea is slowly steeped in small batches, and that's why only Bojangles tea is legendary. For a limited time, get a 32-ounce cup of our freshly steeped iced tea for just $1. Bojangles, it's bow time.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Looking for a career change? Looking for a job? Visit the Upstate Staffing Job Fair this Thursday from 10 until 7.
Upstate Staffing has positions for machine operators, forklift drivers, quality inspectors, data entry, clerical, and more. You can also visit and apply right now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
The job fair is Thursday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at their office located in Anderson, just off I-85 on Liberty Highway, next to the new Burger King.
Visit now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered Sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Sports talk done right, live and local. It wouldn't be the same without you. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Give me the now pitching. Too late? Man, you got to come on with it at first.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
You're welcome to go for it if you want to.
Now pitching. Number 42, Mariano Rivera.
22. You kind of mailed that one.
Nah, yeah, I mailed that one. Yeah, that wasn't my best. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. RoostersMGC.com. Roosters Men's Grooming Center. The men, I was always kind of scared of the straight razor shave till I had one. I said, oh, now I see. Now I see why you've got it. They've got all kinds of cuts over there. The gentleman's choice, the hero cut. How about all you guys that shave your heads, man? I'm headed there because mine's falling out like a squirrel in the bottom of my shower every single morning.
I'm about to go short today, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
I went really short. You too?
Yeah, you did go short.
I got it all chopped off of there.
But you're saying go to Roosters is what you're saying.
Roosters. Man. Neck trim. You get the... now, I'm not agreeing with the highlighting that some of you guys do. But they've got it all, man. Let them take care of you. The shave services. They have a seven-step facial shave. Relax and enjoy it. Deep cleansing, toning, treatment, moisturizer, aftershave, beard trimming. They've got it all, man, over at Roosters. Or if you just want this express cut, they can do that too. RoostersMGC.com. Make your appointment. Go by and see the good folks at Pelham Road over in Greenville. They're great friends at Roosters. Good stuff there, man. I do have some tweets to get to. Top of the hour tweets. JK says, you're right. Anthony Waters was one of the best leaders at Clemson, always getting the crowd fired up during the game. Anthony Waters was this emotional player, man. And Waters was one of those big, like 6'3", 240-pound linebackers. Like, just find a way to run stopping. But he was good in pass coverage, too. Dougie writes in, have you done the defensive lineman rankings yet? Yes, we did. Number one, Michael Dean Perry. Number two, William Perry. Three, Vic Beasley. Four, Christian Wilkins. Five, Daquan Bowers. Six, Gaines Adams. Seven, Jeff Bryant. Eight, Grady Jarrett. Nine, Shaq Lawson. 10, Dexter Lawrence. Controversial one there. The Seth writes in, can you read off Keith Adams' tackles by year? Had the guy been taller, he would have made it big in the pros. Yeah, Adams was a much better college player than he was a pro player. Sure, I can give you the stats. For Keith Adams, a three-time, let's see if I'm right about here, led the tackles in three times. He only started his last 2 years. His 1998 season, played 11 games, had 45 tackles, 176 plays, which is really good. The last 2 years here, 186 tackles as a sophomore, 148 tackles as a junior, then turned pro. For his career, 1,793 plays, 379 tackles. Had 270 tackles, or 54 tackles for loss for 270 yards. Had 23 sacks. So the last 2 years, 186 tackles, 148 tackles. Hope that works out for Seth. Sir Charles writes in, this is one for you, Mr. Orr 24. Is it just me, or has the saltiness of Mr. Orr 24 towards little brother grown over the past few years?
Past few years, no.
In your life,
it's always been a steady level of saltiness.
You just don't like them.
No.
What don't you like about them?
I mean, it's just not. It's not something that we're allowed to do here at Clemson. You know what I mean?
There are some that feel like they're insignificant now. Like there's,
and I feel that way as well. But I mean, at the end of the day, I just don't like them.
I got you. I don't mind saying that. Ron writes in, what's the recruiting story with John Johnson? Not Johnson, but John Johnson. Johnson was a long time. Johnson committed to Georgia. He was from LaGrange, Georgia, the outside linebacker, and was committed to Georgia. But Tommy West, the outside linebacker coach at the time, flipped him late, and he hid out in a hotel in LaGrange, Georgia, so the Georgia coaches couldn't find him. Put him up in a hotel so they couldn't find him. Signed with Georgia that day. Signed with Clemson that day. Sent shockwaves through. John Johnson's one of those guys who just looked the part, man. Give me a let me give you some of these, man. Like what these guys' bodies look like. You know, there was a time there where guys were just getting bigger and stronger and faster and bigger and stronger and faster. I was like, man, where's this thing going? We've come back a little bit. We couldn't have kept on going that way.
Some of these guys that we're seeing weighing in and running around right now are not exactly slow individuals or small individuals.
That's true. Let me give you a little picture right here.
I mean, when you're 225 and running as fast as Tavian Feaster does, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
When you're Trey Lamar or Shaq Smith running around at that weight, it's like a human missile.
John Johnson was just this. See, this here, number 12 right there.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He looks like a football player, you know? 6'3", 225. Actually, Shepard probably had the as prototypical of a body, how you would draw one up if you could. You know how on Madden, how you can do your guy?
You can create a player.
Create a player?
Yes.
They did that after Ashley Shepard. that's the one that you wanted just to draw up.
You strike me as more of a college football game kind of guy than a Madden guy.
Oh, yeah. Don't like that. Here's Wayne Simmons and Ashley Shepard. Ashley Shepard's number 96.
These are big guys, but like compared to what you see now, they're just average-looking dudes.
Nah, Shepard wouldn't. Shepard 6'5", 245,
well, you know what I mean? Like the emphasis on training now is so much.
Now they look like it is 18-year-olds.
Now they look like that as 18-year-olds is correct.
I thought Qualk.
They're just like shredded Greek gods.
The two things I will always go down to remember William Quackenbush for. Number one, when he says doo-doo sandwich. And number two, when he came another day, he goes, where's the freshman? Don't see any freshmen.
When he says doo-doo sandwich, when he calls people a bag of pudding.
I love that, man. But now, no Quark today. You and Kelly today, huh?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear it.
No, you'll probably be on the back nine by the time we start the show there.
No, so man. I'm going to work out at the show. I got to get that pump in today.
Yeah, got to get that pump in.
I got to get my swell on today. My swole on.
Oh, God.
Programming note. You ready for this?
Yes.
This past Saturday, we played the South Carolina game here. Replayed it.
I heard. 11 o'clock.
This Saturday coming up.
What was the score?
It's 56-7. Clemson won that one.
Is that right?
Yeah. Big one. This Saturday, leading up to college football season, this Saturday, we'll play the Virginia Tech game, the ACC championship game. The following Saturday, the Ohio State game. Then the last Saturday before football, the Alabama game. Games come on at 11 o'clock, so can't wait for that, man. What a great idea.
I didn't even know we were doing that.
I don't either. Whoever thought of it, stinking genius.
Genius.
I'm giving you credit for it because you're the only person here that I know that could come up with that.
No, I'm
stinking genius.
It was probably upper management.
All right.
That's why they're upper management.
I got a couple phone calls here, and in the next hour, I'm going to compare the 2016 offense to what we'll see in 2017. And it's not bad news. Justin is in Pickens. Hey, Justin, thanks for calling in and hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing great. I'm right there with you on the old games from last year. I've been watching ESPN. You like a fiend here lately.
Yeah.
The top college football games from 2016. But really looking forward to the season. I got a few questions for you. I haven't called in here in a while. First one, Artavis Scott, he left early last year. I was kind of disappointed in that. He didn't get drafted. Do you know why he left, why he looked at leaving? I mean, he had a good year last year, but he had other guys around him that kind of, overshadowed him, I thought. Do you have any insight on that, what he was thinking when he left?
Well, he had graduated. He had accomplished, I think he thought, everything he thought he could accomplish and felt like that he would make a pro team somehow, some way. He is with the Chargers now.
Right.
And seeing if he could make it.
So it was more of an academic thing.
Yeah, he graduated. And Dabo talks about saying, man, if you give me 3 good years to graduate, you can move on that way. I mean, you say he had 76 catches last year. He's the all-time leading receiver in Clemson history, and maybe the idea of hanging around, breaking in a new quarterback, maybe your number's going down a little bit, you're graduating class, your roommate Deshaun's graduating, and people moving on, and think you're going to make it to pro somehow, some way. He wasn't going to get taller, wasn't going to get faster, so go ahead and try to make it in the NFL. Get your degree. We're going to make it
in the NFL. More, and these are kind of interconnected if you have the time. The new guys that are coming in, I've heard a lot about a couple of wide receivers, Amari Cooper, T. Higgins, and then at running back, Travis Etienne. I think it was one of those guys, either Amari Cooper or Travis Etienne, that I was reading that Dabo said he just hadn't seen anybody at that position play the way they have as a freshman. And I mean, you're talking about guys like Sammy Watkins, New Hopkins, all guys that Dabo's coached. Maybe that could be a little bit of, fluff on the coach's part to try and, get a little hype on the season. But what have you seen on them, and how much of an impact do you think those three guys are going to have? And then also, what do you think about Ray McCloud moving to cornerback? Is that going to be a permanent thing, or do you think that's just something they're trying out for a little while? I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for calling in. Good questions. T. Higgins is one of the two most talented wide receivers coming out of high school Clemson's ever signed. Sammy Watkins is one, and T. Higgins is the other. Now, does that mean he can block, know his assignments, stay healthy, all this kind of things? No, that's – who knows? But a guy that physically is as talented, 6'5", go back and watch the video of the one-handed catch. Just does those big, big, big things.
I mean, you just go out there and do a little hand fighting, a little hand checking, and just catch the ball. That's what you're here for.
Yeah. Amari Rodgers, the 5'8", 215-pound, 5'9", 215-pound slot receiver, is very, very, very mature and can handle his business. So you're going to like him an awful lot.
Very mature.
Yeah. Or mature. And finally, Ray-Ray. I don't know. Ray-Ray is just – that's just a
cross-train.
Yeah, cross-train. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, he's got a cast on right now, can't catch it. So let's see what he can do over there.
Just makes your team deeper, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Not panic. No, yeah. Not panic city there. Did I say Amari Cooper or did the caller say Amari Cooper? Amari Rodgers.
Somebody mentioned Cooper. Yeah, Clemson recruited on a whole different level.
Zaire Cooper, Amari Rodgers, two different guys. Amari Cooper's with the – with the Raiders. We'll come back, answer phone calls, text tweets. I have thoughts about 2017 Clemson offense. So I'd love for you to return for hour three after that.